Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What happened in Denver changed whatever plans you had for using Broderick Jones?
It did in game. I had intentions of utilizing both guys. I acknowledge that Troy was healthy. I acknowledge that Troy was capable. That's why we started him. But I rolled him because I had concerns about his level of conditioning. He's a young guy. He's new to me. He's new to the NFL. I didn't know how fatigue would affect his play in terms of detail. And so we tried to ward off some of that, and so I had every intention of using Broderick. But when Broderick started getting highly penalized in play, I backed off of it and I held my breath and I played Troy.
Broderick Jones is a gigantic story here. We're going to get to the quarterbacks. We can toggle a little bit here. I know we have a couple of the lines lit up here on quarterbacks. Whether you're with Ben, that Justin Fields should be the guy here, or whether you think Russell Wilson should get his chance when he's healthy, whenever that is, as this injury continues to linger, this injury from the ridiculous conditioning drill where the quarterbacks were going into we're going into blocking sleds, for God's sakes. What are we doing here? Broderick Jones, we all know what happened on Sunday. We know that he hasn't been a guy who has impressed them the way Fatanu did. Fatanu is like Marquise Pouncey, and Tomlin reiterated that. From the first time they laid eyes on this guy in team development camp, they were like, wow. You know, I remember Dulac reporting during camp, he's going to start at right tackle even though he's hurt. He was hurt at the time, and the thought was for the opener, no matter what, Fatanu's in there. Tomlin reiterated how much he loves Fatanu and how that started when he first laid eyes on him. He said he's been lighting it up. That's what he said today. I don't get the feeling he's ever thought that about Broderick Jones. Broderick Jones did not start last season. We remember that. He obviously didn't light it up in team development camp and training camp. Finally got his chance, had some good moments, mixed results. And then this year was in no way considered to be the set in stone starter, even though he was drafted 14th overall and they traded up to get him last year and he played as a rookie. He was still always going to have to fight for his job, and there seemed to be only one job available, and that was left tackle. and they seem to like Dan Moore. We've seen Jones jerked around between right and left tackle. And now we've seen him put as part of a rotation going into a game, and now we've seen him benched. Clearly, this is a gigantic story for the Steelers right now. Tomlin said he's going to get his chance again. I don't know when that'll be. He's not going in for Fatanu now. Tomlin said he was worried about Fatanu's conditioning last week, to which I would have said, look, he was playing great early in the game. If he needs a breather late, then get him one late. Keep going with what you got, rather than sticking Broderick Jones in there at the 1 yard line for his first series. It made no sense. Lots of opinions on Broderick Jones. Chris Hoke on Sunday, I believe this was, said about Jones, and I quote, he showed up to training camp and looked uninterested in being there. Uninterested in being there. And by the way, Fatanu is now first at right tackle on the depth chart they release every week. And Dan Moore is first at left tackle, correct?
That's correct.
So Jones is a reserve swing tackle. So again, Chris Hoke, he showed up at training camp and looked uninterested in being there. I asked Hokie about that quote today because it's getting a lot of play. Some people think it's unfair. He said, that was my observation. It doesn't mean it's true, said Hokie, but that was his observation and his opinion. I'll give you this much. I'll give him this much. He obviously played, and he was also there observing it for himself. So take that for what it's worth from Hokie. And then the morning show guys brought up that quote today, and here's how this conversation went about Hokie saying of Broderick Jones, he showed up to training camp and looked uninterested in being there.
I did hear the quote different from after the game yesterday when I played it. Like I wanted to get the full context. I wanted to see Broderick's demeanor. And Broderick, by all accounts, a very nice man, wants to come to work, yada, yada, yada. I think he was saying, if I'm not good enough to start, don't play me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he was basically saying, like, I'm not good right now if you're not going to play me, so don't just throw me a bone.
Right.
Because maybe I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
I also think it's really Bush League, and I think Chris Hoke's good at what he does. I think it's incredibly Bush League that he called out Broderick Jones' work ethic during training camp. Why do we always go straight to work ethic when a guy's not playing well when maybe he's also just hurt? I'm not going to be able to refute what Chris Hoke is saying, but that's the first place we jump. I didn't see a guy who wasn't trying on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy who didn't play well, and I think those are two different things.
And I've never really heard of that from Broderick.
Me neither. You heard it about Kevin Dotson a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got some of that with Chukwuma Okorafor. I don't think that that's been an issue with Broderick Jones. It wasn't an issue coming out of the draft. It's nothing I've heard whispers of. I think that that's unfair. Unless you're seeing it on tape, in-game, in-stadium, regular season, then I don't think that's a fair place to go.
All right. There's a lot there. Again, I have to say that Chris Hoke showed up and made his own observations. And that as a former Steeler, he's not afraid to be very, very critical. And this was very critical. So I respect the opinion. I respect the opinion from Chris Hoke. And clearly, something is amiss with Broderick Jones. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Is it just his play? Is he injured? Before he was injured, coming into camp, there just seemed to be something off. Why isn't this guy set in stone here? Well, why not just roll with him at left tackle? Why is somebody telling reporters that Fatanu is going to start week one no matter what? He's been unbelievable. Jones hasn't been. So I hear Adam's opinion and Doran's too. I hear all of it. But it does open my eyes when a guy like Hokie was at camp and in his opinion, observed that. Did Cabali not say something similar to that at one point?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm looking at this right now. Here it is. This was from yesterday, I believe. And this was on our air yesterday. Cabali saying, I know Chris Hoke said last night Jones didn't seem interested in training camp. Cabali says, I heard that maybe he wasn't very interested after he found out he wasn't going to start this week. He just didn't look like he was that engaged. So I'm sorry. Now, you know, we have multiple people saying this. I'm not going to co-sign it. I'm not there. I'm not making my own observations. And I think for these types of things, you kind of do have to be around. But I'm not co-signing it either, if you know what I mean. I'm certainly interested that there's more than one person, one of whom won Super Bowls as a lineman, a defensive lineman, is telling us that. Cabali says maybe that's part of why he's sitting down. More than his injuries. Maybe they're trying to send him a message. I can't help but wonder that too. It's a huge story, I'll tell you that. When you draft a guy, you move up and take him as the 14th player in the draft. And the very next year, you take another left tackle and that guy has moved ahead of the first guy. And all you can do is compliment him and start him for good reason. He was really good the other day, Fatanu. And the best you can say about this guy right now is that he's a swing tackle and a talented guy. This is what Tomlin said about Jones as far as still toggling between right and left right now.
Mike, just one more question off Broderick. Do you plan to continue to cross-train him at both right and left tackle? What advantages do you see to that approach?
We've been doing that. That was going to be his role regardless of who starts and who doesn't. He is the most positioned guy of the three to swing, and so he's been the swing.
After the Buffalo preseason game, he said he didn't have like the right 110% attitude. He said the same thing in Denver. When you hear something like that, is that concerning, or is that just a maturity thing?
I didn't hear that. I don't know under what circumstances he said that. Oftentimes, guys are just trying to answer questions appropriately and move on with their day. So I don't put a whole lot of stake and some of those emotional things that are said by guys after game in an effort to be professional and answer the questions of media types.
I'm just not sure I get this whole thing. That was going to be his role regardless of who starts. What? He was going to move from left to right tackle? Or I understand he would be, I guess he's saying even if he started at left tackle, if Fatanu went down on the right side, he was going to have to move to the right side and Dan Moore would have come in. Things like that. I guess I get that in the end. It just feels to me, even though we just got done saying what we're saying about people questioning his work ethic is what Hokie and Kabali did. If you're not interested, then your work ethic's in question. I also think, or I think, period, that the team has jerked him around here. Something about Fatanu coming into this camp is very different than Jones coming into last year's camp. Could it just be inexperience on Jones's part that he played less in college? There's something very different here with these two situations. You would think a guy that they went to that trouble to go get, a guy who's this talented in Broderick Jones, after starting for most of the year last year, would have a position this season. And you think it would be his natural position, left tackle. Live and die with the guy. That's why we took him 14th. But that's not the case. Something is amiss. 412-928-9370. What do you make of all that, City Limits?
The main thing that comes to my mind, Joe, is that they've completely mismanaged this situation. And I feel like a lot of it is, how honest were they with Broderick Jones? Because coming into it, we all were under the belief and under the assumption that, you know, Dan Moore is still here. And Dan Moore has been the starting left tackle for the past 3 years. But that Broderick Jones was going to be at left, Troy Faltano was going to be at right, and it was more so just a matter of time. And I wonder if that's something that Broderick Jones really thought about, and he has this notion worked up in his mind that this is something that maybe they promised him, and now they're taking away from him. And maybe that messes with the psyche of his mind that is just natural as being a human being, that maybe they misled me a little bit. And yeah, maybe this injury is also bothering me if I'm Broderick Jones and it's hampering me from being my best. And it seems like everything is snowballing on him and it just is not even, you can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel if you're Broderick Jones right now to getting a starting spot.
I mean, it's wonderful that he's a backup swing tackle. It's not so wonderful that they spent the 14th pick of the draft on him last year and traded up to get him.
Like the backups, that just doesn't even make sense why he would be your backup swing tackle.
I would have been tempted to give the guy a position starting in the spring and obviously have it be left tackle. Just sign Dan Moore to a lucrative contract then, you know? Make him the highest paid player in franchise history if he's this good. This is a situation that's been mangled, and I don't know how much Jones himself has to do with it. It's a mystery right now, or maybe it's not. Maybe you think it's all about this injury. He's just not playing well. I don't know. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Do you think the Chris Hoke criticism is fair? Can also talk about that. Fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We got all of that, plus some phone calls on the quarterback situation and maybe the Jones situation. Let's go to a call, Limits.
Go to Adrian in Pittsburgh.
Hello, Adrian.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe.
What's up?
No, I just was calling about this quarterback situation.
Yep.
Last week I called in. You said I made you angry. There is no controversy, my man. It's Russell Wilson. He keeps telling you this. The only time it becomes a controversy if Justin Fields has an unbelievable game. Then they're going to probably roll with the hot hand. Fields is going to have to wow everybody to get this job. Otherwise, when Russell's healthy, he will be in there. They're not going to waste this opportunity with this great defense to go after the Super Bowl this year. Russell Wilson gives us the best chance to win. It's that simple.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger disagrees with you.
I love Ben.
So does more than half the fan base.
That's because half of Steeler Nation don't know.
And so might Mike Tomlin, incidentally. So might Mike Tomlin, incidentally. You don't know that.
No,
Mike Tomlin is enamored with Justin Fields and said today, the depth chart is the same as it was until Russell gets healthy, and then basically I'll reconsider. You just said yourself that
who's in the pole position?
There is no pole position. The race has started. There's no more pole position. You just said yourself. You said yourself. If Fields plays great this Sunday, he's the starter. So how
he's
is
not going to.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that info. Thank you, Adrian. Fields is not going to play great this Sunday. Therefore, no quarterback controversy. I'm glad to know that.
He's predicting the future.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.